A legislative committee controlled by Republicans went against recommendations of three state agencies. They wanted to set standards for an herbicide byproduct called Alachlor ESA. Use of the corn herbicide in Wisconsin has diminished as other weed killers gain favor. But state officials say residue from chemical breakdown of the product still appears in 28% of private wells. Chemist Bill DeVita works at one of the few labs in the state that can detect the substance. He says the herbicide byproduct is also in roughly half Wisconsin's municipal wells.
Make no mistake, because this contamination extends to municipal wells in Portage County, there are thousands. Yes, thousands of people in Portage County drinking water contaminated with Alachlor ESA.
Recently, it was discovered that one well in Portage County was above the standard proposed by the Department of Natural Resources. State toxicologists say lab tests on rats show that when the herbicide breaks down, it can cause anemia and other health problems. But they can't say if it's a carcinogen for humans. Monsanto says proposed state standards are too strict. Dick Tierney is Midwest Government Relations Director for the company.
This is not about maximizing sales or profits that has been alluded to today. It is just about establishing a fair groundwater standard.
There are eight agricultural groups in Wisconsin that agree with Monsanto. They want to set aside standards for the herbicide until further study can be done. One of them is Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Bob Olson directs the group.
From a corn grower perspective, we're the affected people here. We handle the pesticides, we drink the groundwater. It would not be in my interest to pollute my own groundwater.
The proposed standards rejected by some lawmakers in Monsanto were set according to Wisconsin law regulating chemicals affecting the water people drink. Environmental and health officials oppose any attempt to possibly weaken those standards based on chemical tests funded by a corporation. They say any further study should follow the same scientific rules the state did. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.